You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Dave patiently waiting on the phone from Idaho. Dave, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Great. Yeah, what's going on?
If I could begin by addressing a former caller who had phoned in regarding the anti-Semitism issue.
Yeah.
I would like to assure him that Genesis, the Genesis Network, has not a drop of anti-Semitism.
Right.
We have Mike Siegel, who is Jewish. We have you. You are Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alex Jones, who has gone on the record as saying that Hollywood is run by Arabs. Genesis is very pro-Jewish.
Yeah, and I think he excluded. I think he excluded Genesis from that. I think he said it was some of these other smaller companies. But I think he did say that Genesis was good, and I agree entirely. I'm so grateful. I'm with such a wonderful company, great network.
Yes, and so pro-Jewish, and so many Jews on the Genesis network. We need to take our hats off as Americans to Jews such as you, Mike Siegel, and promoters of Jews such as Alex Jones. He really revealed the truth about Hollywood. It's run by Arabs.
Well, I got to tell you, did you have a question, though, about obesity? Because I know we were talking about that. And, Dave, you're such a sweetheart. I really appreciate your support. What's your question for us, though, today?
My question to you is a Jew.
That was so sweet. Thank you. All right, off. All right. Don't try to kiss up to me and then do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I will agree with Dave, not about my tushy, but Genesis Communications Network is an awesome, absolutely awesome group to work for. I love them. We got Kyle working the dials, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, prior to this hour, last hour, we're talking about how there's a hospital in Texas called Citizens Medical Center in Victoria, Texas, that has a policy now saying no body mass index over 35 and you get to work there. And we're talking about how there is discrimination. There's discrimination still in many workplaces, especially the ones where they always hire good-looking people. They're hiring good-looking people, maybe a 36, 23, 28 body. I know it. We see it there, and they're allowed to do it. Right now, there's no laws preventing that. And right now in Texas, there's not a law preventing them from discriminating against people of a certain weight. Now, somebody could argue, well, if they're supposed to be a representation of health, then maybe they should have people that appear healthy. You know, I remember years ago, there was a dermatology clinic that we rotated through. And one of the assistants there had horrible acne. We're talking cystic, kind of wet, oozing acne. Not his fault. He had that. Now, from what I understand, he didn't have a doctor. He didn't have health insurance, so he wasn't getting treated. But I know that it made other people on edge, as because patients would come in and tell me, you know, when you're the student, they're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, well, yes, he does have acne, but I can't treat him. I'm only a medical student, and, you know, he needs to find a doctor. He needs to want to be treated. But it's interesting because you don't really see people with rashes or acne. You don't really see people like that, you know, in a dermatology clinic, right? You really won't see in a plastic surgeon's office somebody with breasts, one below the waist and one above it. You know, you just won't see that. You know, same thing in a salon. Most of the people that are doing the hair, they're made up. So, I mean, it's part of marketing. I'm not saying this is right, but it's all a part of the marketing. So we were talking about, we use the example of gyms. you know, going into the gym, when you go into the gym, you are met by some very muscular men, and gratefully so, and some muscular women, And so when you go into the gym, you know, and they're doing that, they want the greeter to capture you. Remember, it's all marketing. I mean, these companies are going to fight tooth and nail to, you know, grab customers. So they want you to come in and think that you're going to look like that. If they have somebody that's 400 plus pounds sitting behind the counter, it may not be a good fit. But could somebody say that they not getting the job is discrimination? You know, so the question is, and I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The question is does a company have a right to hire front desk, nurse, medical providers, et cetera, that represent what they want to represent, which is what Texas is claiming they want to do, where people that go in there feel they're surrounded by healthy people, or is it discrimination? Should they not be allowed to do this? Because otherwise, anybody that's overweight is going to get discriminated against. You let one person do it, they all could do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can also email me at drdahlia.com. By the way, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow me on Facebook. A lot of times we get these great articles with pictures. I can't put pictures up on Twitter. I think you have to, like, download. You got to hit something and download it. But at least on Facebook, you get pictures. But, you know, if you're a business owner and you want to hire a pretty receptionist, are you allowed to do that? And if you don't put one of the back office people into the front because they don't have the type of face that you want, is that discrimination, and should you be open to liability? You know, this isn't as easy as people think. You know, they were talking about the stand your ground law. You know, they're saying we should abolish it because of what happened with Trayvon Martin, but opponents are saying, but the reason why stand by your ground came about is because somebody that would shoot a perpetrator had no protection. So, you see, whenever there's a rule, somebody's going to get hurt, somebody isn't. And, I want to hear from you, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about this Texas hospital that has decided they are not going to, hire people that are of a certain weight. They want slim, I mean, not even so much slim, but BMI under 35, which would equate to a 5'10" man who weighs 245 pounds. Or a 5'2" woman who is under 195, they could get the job. If not, no. See ya. So I'm asking you, do employers have a right to choose which staff they could hire to represent their establishment, or is this discrimination? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Len calling from New York. How's it going, Len?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
What you got for me?
Pardon me?
What you got for me?
I'm a small business owner, and I have found that in my hiring, my strategy has been, over the last 20 years, basically what I do is everyone who comes into for an interview is considered for hiring. But what I have found in my hiring is that I hire Jewish people and
Thank you, Len. Okay. Oh, boy. Is this because it's Easter and Passover? Come on, people, really. Well, you know what? I love it. Thank you. But please hire Christians and Catholics and Methodists and Protestants and Mormons, and we're all good, all right? We're all good. Thank you. All right, let's see. Eduardo writes, Doctor, I run a spa in Southern California. I do have a right to hire staff that is non-obese, and obese male or female, for that matter, would turn away customers. Yeah, remember the sexual discrimination suit where a transgender was working in the female bathroom, and he was a man, and he sued because he got fired? But you can't be a bathroom attendant in a female restroom if you're male. But because he was transgender, and from what I understood, successfully sued. So I don't know. I don't know where it goes. I don't know. I mean, luckily, I'm in a medical office. So my staff, big, tall, short, not fat, skinny, it doesn't matter. I don't have to have a display of beautiful women or handsome men in my office. True, we have considered the thought of hiring a cocktail waitress rather than a nurse, because I think patients would be more happy with the cocktail waitress turned around, but we decided to throw that idea away. So, I mean, with me, I don't operate a business such as that, so I couldn't fathom what somebody would have to do. Now, of course, our front desk has to be friendly, okay? They shouldn't pick their nose, right? They should try not to expel gas because it'll go into the waiting room. But those aren't rules we have to enforce. You know, it's common sense. But the reason why this is such a hot topic is the whole obesity thing is not going to go away. We've been talking about being obese and weight and how, you know, we all need to keep ideal weight for health, etc. But if you notice, there's such an anti-obesity sort of sentiment that's going around because, you know, they want to tax, you know, say, yeah, tax the sodas, right? Yeah, but then if you're like, well, don't tax the soda, why should I have to pay for someone who's obese? You see, and it's starting to, you know, work up the hostility between the skinny people and the heavy people. And if an employer, let's say, is trying to use his right to hire thin people such that it keeps his insurance premiums down, I mean, I don't really see how practically that happens. When we purchase insurance, nobody asks. I think they do ask the weight, but I don't think I've seen insurance premiums go down because they say, wow, all your employees have a BMI of 25 and under. I haven't seen that, unless I'm wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If insurance companies are doing that, where they're saying, wow, every one of your employees is skinny, I'll give you a discount, well, then there you go. Maybe that's why this Texas hospital is doing it. But if that really doesn't exist, are they doing it because they want to prevent knee surgeries and diabetes complications and heart disease? I don't know. All I do know is, as a business owner, when two of our staff were afflicted with cancer at the same time, our insurance was unable to, we were not able to continue paying premiums. Luckily, you know, they got their treatment, et cetera, but then we had to drop the insurance. We just couldn't go on. The cancer maxed us so high. And that was the insurance company's way of saying, look, we lost money on you. See ya. We lost money on you. So if there is that way out for employers to save money discriminating against obese people, then this isn't going away. This is going to continue. Again, another argument to get the employers away from your health insurance. Okay? We have a horrible system set up where your health insurance is based on your employer and their whim and what they fancy in terms of hiring. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where this is going to go. But right now, it's anti-baby boomer. It's anti-people on Medicare and Social Security. Everybody's upset because the baby boomers, they say, are exhausted with Social Security. It's not the baby boomers' fault. The baby boomers did what they were supposed to. They paid their taxes. They put in their dues all these years. They're allowed to collect. They're allowed to. It's not the baby boomers' fault, but you see the sentiment. Anti-baby boomer, anti-obese people, anti-rich, anti-this, anti-that. I'm tired of it. Okay? Show some responsibility. Don't make other people pay your taxes. So we were talking about earlier today, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, how medical groups trying to help bring down medical costs have come up with their own recommendations. But these are medical groups that I believe are part of the American Medical Association, which, remember, were, Obamacare. I hate to call it Obamacare because I'm hoping Obamacare doesn't exist much longer. But one of their recommendations we talked about, let's hold off on x-rays, let's hold off on antibiotics. Another one was maybe we should cut back on the colonoscopies. Are you kidding me? I spend day in, day out trying to talk to everybody about colon cancer and how you need to, you know, assume that sometimes it's not being done at 100% accuracy. And if the average tumor grows 10 years, you could hopefully increase your chance of survival by having a colonoscopy done every 5 years. No. They're like, don't repeat colonoscopies within 10 years after a test with negative results. And when the patient has an average risk profile for colorectal cancer. Well, what's an average risk profile? What average risk? I mean, what are doctors supposed to do? What are you as patients supposed to do? All right. They say here, don't screen women under 65 or men under 70 for osteoporosis unless they have a high risk profile for that condition. Where did they come up with that? You guys know the whole gist of osteoporosis. You lose the most bone for women, especially within the first 5 years. You lose the most bone within the first 5 years of menopause. So we like to identify those women and stave the osteoporosis off or the losing of bone. That's what we want to do. That's our job. If you wait till a woman is 65, she already will have thin bones. Where are they coming up with this? And men, 70 years old, you're going to wait to screen them? But again, they want to save money, so we're going to start rationing. And the people that are going to get hurt the most are the older people. The older people are going to get discriminated against. Boy, that should be the topic of today. Discrimination. Older people are going to, why can't you get a DEXA scan? But you see where this is going, people. What if these recommendations later go into fruition, insurance companies will say, no, I don't have to pay. Medicare will say, I don't have to pay. According to the American Academy of Family Physicians, we don't have to pay for a bone density scan if you're under 65 for women or 70 for men. So no, we're not paying for it. So you're going to notice you're going to have to save some money under that pillow. You're going to have to save money. If you want a test done, you're going to have to pay cash for it, which, again, brings up the question, what the heck have you been paying for all these years? I don't know how I could be a baby boomer right now. I would be so frustrated. All those years putting money into a system, putting money into Medicare, knowing Medicare will be there for you, only for the year you finally, right? The year you finally hit Medicare, the year you finally hit it, it's not covering 1/100th of the stuff that you thought it would. I don't know how you guys do it, honestly. All right. Well, when we come back, let's hit some more medical headlines. But just all I can say is just fight this tooth and nail, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Florida middle school teacher, he's actually a teacher's aide in Manatee County, is in danger of being fired because he has sleep apnea and nods off in the classroom. He supervises school suspensions. Okay, so if you're suspended, he supervises in school suspensions, I guess, in Braden River Middle School. He is now on unpaid leave. He started at the school, and I guess the problem goes back to 2010. He may be unable to stay awake, I guess, at work. He has bouts where he falls asleep while he is supervising students. His sleep apnea prevents him from getting sufficient sleep at night, so he nods off during the day. We've talked about that. Narcolepsy, inability to sleep. Inability to sleep. Hold on a second. I think one of your, somebody called. Let me, you know what? No, I don't know if I have that. Somebody had brought up, you know, narcolepsy and being possibly discriminated against, not being able to maintain his job because he has sleep apnea. Okay. You aren't being discriminated against if you have sleep apnea, if you're in a supervisory role and you're falling asleep. Okay? If somebody's a security guard and he falls asleep and he's not able to do his job, you can't blame the employer for wanting to fail you. Anyway, in this particular case, teacher aide Singer, I believe, what's his full name? Singer, Robert Singer, thinks it's unfair the school board wants to terminate him. He says he thinks the school district needs a specific policy in place to directly address employees who have sleep apnea. He believes his medical condition developed as a result of taking care of his aging parents. Okay, see, this is where this goes too far. If you are taking on a job and you have to be wide awake for that job, that's the specification. You know, sometimes they want a pulse, sometimes they want you to be alive, and sometimes the job wants you to be awake. If you have to be awake for your job and you can't be awake for your job, then you can't take that job. I'm dying to see where this goes. If this school is going to be, or the school district is going to be slapped with a discrimination suit. I mean, I understand what the Texas issue and the obese staff, I understand how that is discrimination. That means if you have a nurse that's been working there for years and they're going to fire her because they just want to go to all skinny people, I see where there could be a case. In this particular case, if he can't stay awake and watch students, that's a liability on the school. Parents are expecting the teachers and the teachers' aides to have their eyes open. So what? Let's say you decide to take Xanax for anxiety and that, you know, causes you to fall asleep. And you want to be a school bus driver. Oh, but they're discriminating against people that have anxiety, Dr. Dahlia. That's discrimination. Discrimination against people that have anxiety. You can't be taking Xanax before you drive a bunch of kids in a school bus. So I'd like to see where this goes. It's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about mammograms. And a study came out today saying women who get these quote-unquote false positives with mammograms are actually at higher risk for breast cancer. Meaning these quote-unquote false alarms may not be false alarms. Now, keep in mind, for months, studies have come out, because, of course, the task force wants us to perform less mammograms. Studies have come out saying women are getting too many mammograms. They're getting too many mammograms, and they're getting too many false positives, and it's costing too much money. Well, now the study said, look, somebody who's at a false positive is actually 67% higher risk of actually getting breast cancer. So if there's something screaming at the radiologist, right, you know, in that, you know, high-pitched, I guess, non-existent voice that radiologists can pick up looking at a mammogram, and he's like, something's up. And remember, doctors use instinct. We're allowed to. And it gets looked at, and it turns out to be nothing. Many of those women actually turn out to have breast cancer later. Now, another suggestion that could be, okay, well, maybe the theory behind this, maybe it's because they're getting looked at so closely that because they had a false positive and the doctor says, all right, we're going to rescan you or ultrasound you in 6 months, they're getting looked at closer, so cancer is being picked up. That's an argument. Another argument is maybe if somebody has a false positive, they get a biopsy. When they get a biopsy, you have a piece of tissue taken out, so you have maybe an inflammatory reaction. Maybe the inflammatory reaction could change the microenvironment, making it more conducive to cancer that was going to grow there. I don't know. But anyway, this was research done out of Denmark. Now, another study came out saying, look, you know, maybe do MRIs. You know, if you don't think the mammogram is going to pick it up, ultrasound and MRI may be better. I got to tell you, an MRI of the breast, heck of a lot clearer than a mammogram. But what did we just discuss tonight? We did too many tests. We ordered too many tests. So I don't know where this is going to go. All we know is breast cancer, you know, affects 1 in 8 women. I don't know any family who doesn't have breast cancer in their family. I mean, it is so common. Yes, I think an MRI would be wonderful. It's costly, so we're not ordering it. You know, that's why when we were talking about earlier how they say doctors are ordering too many tests, unnecessary tests. And I'm like, no, we're not ordering MRIs on everybody's breasts. We're ordering mammograms. We're not ordering PET scans on anybody that comes in with an abnormal pap smear. Okay, cut us a little bit of slack. But listen, if you've ever had a quote-unquote false positive, it may mean your doctor was on the right track. my recommendation is to be watched. If you have some funny looking terrain, some abnormal look to what you have, don't blow it off. Now, this goes for people with EKGs. I have many people say, my doctor always said, my EKG always comes up normal, abnormal. I always have a funny looking EKG. And I got to admit, 85 to 90% of those people with a quote unquote funny looking EKG, we later diagnose heart issues with. So maybe that is your body's way of letting us know that something's up. You know, oh, but Dr. Guy, I've always been anemic. I've always been anemic ever since I was a little girl. Ignore my anemia. No, I'm not going to ignore your anemia. You're 55 years old. Your brother has colon cancer. Even if you were anemic, you could have something else still happen to you. No, we're going to check you. We're going to do a colonoscopy and check. And yes, person had colon cancer. So you see, same thing with liver enzymes. Dr. Dahlia, I drink alcohol. Of course, my liver's off. No, your liver's off because we found that you have a genetic mutation where you deposit iron in your liver called hereditary hemochromatosis. So, you know, I think many people get biased against in the medical field because they've always had something. And they forget, well, still, even if you've always had anemia, you could still get colon cancer. Even if you've had an abnormal mammogram in the past that was fine, you still can get breast cancer like any other 50 or 60-year-old woman has a chance to do. You know, we're never free and clear. We're never free and clear. Now, do we walk around being paranoid? Of course not. You don't walk around being paranoid, no. You know? But don't stick your head in the sand saying, look, I've always been this way. I've always had horrible periods and bled. You could still have cancer. Oh, I've always bled when I pooped. Just because you've always done something doesn't mean something new isn't sneaking up on you. So my recommendation is still at least get the screens. And my recommendation to this teacher in Florida is if you do have sleep apnea and you're falling asleep watching kids, then you could be falling asleep when you're driving home from your job or driving to your job, and then you could get into an accident, kill a kid, or kill yourself. So if you are falling asleep during class, no, you got to get that taken care of. I may be being fired now that you're off work, maybe you can get it taken care of. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a study just came out. We're talking in the last few hours hitting the newsstands, pretty exciting stuff, that rather than getting your appendix taken out when you're having a full-blown appendicitis attack, they say antibiotics are fine. Now, remember they said watch and wait with prostate cancer? Just watch and wait. Well, here again, they're saying it is safe to adopt a watch, wait, and treat policy for those who have uncomplicated appendicitis. Well, it's uncomplicated before the appendix ruptures. When it ruptures, it gets complicated. All right, so British researchers have reported, of course, because it's going to save money, for people suffering from uncomplicated appendicitis, a course of antibiotics may be just as good as having the appendix removed. Researchers reviewed studies involving hundreds of patients to determine that treatment with antibiotics could be a safe alternative to surgery, which has been the gold standard of an inflamed appendix since 1889. They say you start the antibiotics and then you reassess, and it will prevent the need for most appendectomies, reducing patient morbidity. If the antibiotics worked and they had a strong one, how many of you guys get an antibiotic and go, no, 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 it didn't work this time around? How many of you have seen an appendix ready to burst? It's ugly. And it never looks like it's ready to burst on CAT scan. See, what they're saying now is since better diagnostic tools are available to diagnose appendix, it is safe to, quote-unquote, adopt a careful watch, wait, and treat policy for those who have uncomplicated appendicitis. For patients with clear signs of perforation or peritonitis, early appendectomy remains the gold standard. That's not early, that's late appendectomy. If you perforate, if the appendix explodes and you have stool all over the insides causing a peritonitis, you don't go then and have an early appendectomy. That would be a too late appendectomy. We got there too late, my bad appendectomy. An early appendectomy is one where you catch it before it bursts. What are they talking about? Okay, the study is published today in the online edition of British Medical Journal. They did a meta-analysis of four studies in which a total of 900 patients with appendicitis were randomly assigned to surgery or antibiotics. Among patients treated with antibiotics, 63% did not need any further treatment after a year. So what happened to the other 37? What happened to 37% of people? In addition, antibiotic use resulted in 31% fewer complications than surgery. Among the more than 400 patients treated with antibiotics, 68 had recurrent symptoms. Of those, 13 had serious appendicitis. Okay. Four had a normal appendix, and three were successfully treated with more antibiotics. Until, of course, the next study. All right, so if we doctors here in America said, all right, fine, here's a Z-Pak. I mean, it probably wouldn't be a Z-Pak. It'd probably be a fluoroquinolone or something, like Cipro or Levaquin, maybe Flagyl. And let's say it did burst. Are they going to protect us from a lawsuit? Are they going to guarantee that you will live as a patient? No, Dr. Dahlia, look, we got to save money. We got to do something, Dr. Dahlia. Just give everybody the antibiotics. It's cheaper than an appendectomy. We're going about this all wrong. The one thing I keep telling everybody, and obviously nobody in the government cares or in other government cares, is you cannot predict what's going to happen to a patient. Nobody can. You cannot predict. We pretend we can predict. Oh, your sugar will go up and you'll get a heart attack. I mean, we pretend like we know, but I've had many diabetics that didn't get heart attacks. I've had many non-diabetics have heart attacks. I've had appendixes that looked only barely inflamed on a CAT scan, only to be told when the surgeon came in that this sucker was going to blow. Our tests aren't good enough. Now, if you're telling me you're going to go in, open up the patient, take a look at the appendix, mash on it a few times. If you see it isn't going to explode, sew the person back up, give them some antibiotics, I may believe you. But no one's going to do that because if you're already going in there, you know, if you ever do go into a surgery, I've talked about this, and they cut into your right lower abdomen, many times they are going to take out the appendix, whether you needed it or not, because if, let's say, you're unconscious and you're having an issue and they see a scar on your abdomen, they're going to think your appendix was already taken out. So you don't want to have an appendix there that could burst and everybody thinks your appendix was out because you had a scar. So if a scar has to be made for any reason down there that looks like it's in the region of the appendix, many times the surgeon will take the appendix out. They used to do that when I was in training. I don't know if they've changed that. Now many surgeries are done away from that right lower quadrant McBurney's area. And so they go in, you know, lower so people don't have to go, huh? Because, I mean, nobody really wants to take out an organ if they don't have to. If you could keep your appendix, it's nice. And we've talked about what does the appendix do? Well, it isn't a useless appendage like people think. The appendix has housed tons of bacteria. Tons, a gazillion, right? It's a hollow tube, so there's lots of bacteria in there. And we think that what happens is when your body falls short of bacteria, either by an antibiotic or something pretty debilitating or stress that might have happened to you, then what it does is it squirts out extra bacteria to kind of keep the colon and things running smoothly. Now, it would be nice for them to do a test. It's very easy. Look up people that have had their appendix taken out versus people that didn't and see if they have bowel problems. Fairly easy test. I don't think it's going to cost a lot of money. They can do that. But for them to say watch and wait, no, I don't trust it. Now, I have had people whose appendix burst and they had no pain. I had a woman come in going, I don't understand, I'm not feeling right. I was fine until about an hour ago. I mean, they will tell you the time when they stopped feeling better. I mean, when they start to hurt. I'm like, really, an hour ago, you feel their stomach, it's kind of distended, they're getting some rebound tenderness where you push in and you let go, it hurts more with letting go. That's a sign of peritonitis with bacteria and inflammation along the peritoneal cavity, your abdominal wall. And I've had people go, your appendix burst. You know, and we do a CAT scan, they go in, they got to clean, and there's stool everywhere on the inside. And you could become septic because, remember, your stool has bacteria. And so we got to clean them out. We have to flush everything. We keep them overnight. We do antibiotics. And hopefully they get to leave all happy. So, I mean, you don't really mess with the burst appendix. You don't do that. Now, would it save money? Absolutely. Would it be nice if they could identify cases? I think they need to. I don't like this watch and wait because we're just hearing it too many times. We're hearing watch and wait with prostate cancer. I don't like that watch and wait because, again, you're taking the art out of medicine. If somebody's having an appendicitis attack, many times their symptoms are fever. They don't feel like eating. They have no appetite. If you do a blood test, their white count is up, showing infection. Their pain usually starts in the middle of the stomach. They kind of have an achy stomach ache. And then 12 hours later, it really focuses on the right lower area of your abdomen. Well, I'm going to tell you, the majority of patients I diagnosed with appendicitis with didn't have those symptoms. They ate, they didn't have a fever, you know, but they had pain down there. And no, I'm not going to just give them antibiotics and hope it doesn't burst because you don't know where they're at. Well, Dr. Dolly, you could tell because if they were sick for 5 days versus two, no. Because I had patients walk in with burst appendixes with no pain whatsoever. Art, medicine is an art. It's an art. You cannot predict. You can't come up with a cookbook. You can't do it. You can't hand a cookbook, tell anybody to just, and even a cookbook. For those of you chefs out there, you'll even say, look, you can't just give a recipe to anybody. It's got to be given to a chef. I agree with you. I agree. All right, guys, great show. Please stay on board tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you. Again, happy Easter and happy Passover.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.